97.1 FM Talk. On demand audio.
All right, great news. We've got Jake Lang back on the phone with us calling from prison. So, of course, there's always technical problems. It's not the easiest thing to do. Jake, thanks for sticking around and coming back with us.
Thanks, Ryan. God bless you guys. You know, freedom ain't free. We're fighting through every obstacle. They are throwing at me some obstacles that when I start to detail what's recently happened to me, your audience might cringe because it's so inhumane and disgusting what the Biden regime is resorting to silence me to do. And this is just transpired recently. And this may be the last time for a while you guys hear my voice, because I will be in solitary confinement very soon for a couple months for simply doing interviews like this one.
Wait, now explain that to me. Now, is somebody doing this as retribution because you're speaking out? I mean, what's going on?
100%. For the last 3.5 years, I've, you know, conducted the Political Prisoner podcast, had on amazing guests like Laura Logan and Mike Lindell and Dinesh D'Souza, and just awesome people, even former Capitol Police officers that are whistleblowers. And we've been creating such an impact with the documentaries, right? The Truth About January 6th documentary. It's the number one viewed video ever on Rumble still. And the outreach and the organizations, we raise money for the Jan 6ers. So we're just, by God's grace, he's put a powerhouse team around me of volunteers, and we get stuff done and we get our voice out. And now that the election is so close and the Jan 6ers' voice has become such an election issue, you know, Donald Trump just mentioned in Nevada again, the January 6th warriors, he called us. He's going to give us pardons. They're trying to shut down my voice, which is, you know, one of the figureheads of the movement from prison. And they just wrote me institutional charges on every single interview I've done in May. You know, they detail out, I had on Ben Burquam from Real America's Voice, and then I went on Jeff Cruer from Real America's Voice, and then I had I was on the Big Mig Show with Lindell TV. And so they have this indictment on me, but there's no crime. It's just an indictment. He did this interview and he did that one. These are First Amendment rights. This is what our founding fathers died for. I'm an accused American citizen. I'm innocent until proven guilty, and I'm getting my voice out to the American people. And apparently that's a no-go in the Biden regime. And so what they're resorting to silence me is sticking me in a sensory deprivation chamber, completely removing me from society, putting me on the rooftop of the Brooklyn Federal Prison I'm at right now, and torturing me.
So, Jake, I want to highlight here, you're being put in solitary confinement, assuming that there's nothing that you've done in prison to warrant that, then you are being put in solitary confinement and have already been in prison for over 1,200 days, as in almost 3 years now, maybe four, is it close to four, all because, and in spite of, I should say, that you have not been tried for a crime. You're just put in prison based on suspicion of a crime.
100%. And now they're trying to silence my voice. So, guys, what you do to help? Here's the number one thing. In the upcoming weeks, as I go through this, we're going to be releasing a set of documents and videos and things, calls to action that you guys can do. I need you guys to get plugged in on my social media, on my Twitter page. Go to Jake Lang J6 right now. Follow that page. Turn on the little notification bell. Guys, get involved, because this fight that we're about to have is like, you know, the final fight for a man is to not lose his voice, right? That's like our thing that makes us human beings, to communicate with one another. And they're trying to take that vital, sacred, you know, God-given right from me. And I will not go down without a fight, so I'm going to be launching a hunger strike that I'm doing from my prison cell, and we're going to be giving daily updates. You know, my fiance, God bless her soul, Rachel, she's going to be giving updates, and we need you guys plugged in. This is a battle. The reason why this battle is so important is because I'm just the furthest along in the political imprisonment as anybody else is. This same plan, what they're doing to me to silence me and torture me, is the same thing they have planned out for Donald Trump, the same thing they have planned out for Steve Bannon and all the other Jan 6ers. I'm just further along down. It's like I'm, you know, the furthest in the evolution of what it is to push up against the regime. So please, guys, follow Jake Lang, J6, on Twitter.
Jake, since we don't have all the time that we were supposed to have, I want to tell people that they can read your book if they want to hear the whole story, because we can't get into everything here just because of time. It's called Patriot Prisoner, patriotprisoner.com. But I do want to hear the update before we run out of time here. You said that there was footage, there was news that completely exonerated you of the crime that you haven't even been charged for, and I want to hear about that. Ah, shame. I think we may have lost him again. Jake, can you hear me? I can't believe it. We lost him again. Well, I guess this is the end of the show, so we're going to have to wrap up. If you do want to hear the whole story, here's the deal. You can go to Jake Lang on Twitter. You can find him on Twitter. He communicates with anybody, really, on there, which is how I found him. I found his story fascinating, and really the crux of his story is what we keep mentioning. He has been put in prison since October of 2021. He was 25 at the time. I believe he's 29 now. He's missed the better half of his 20s in prison for his... Jake, can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you, Ryan. God bless, guys. I want to give a final message before I have to go here. You know, freedom isn't free. You know, the regime that we're up against is a tyrannical and oppressive one. But there is a power in the name of Jesus that supersedes all of the worst mechanisms of the enemy. And no matter solitary confinement, no matter removal from religious services or sunlight or having enough food to eat, no matter what they put up against me, Christ lives in me, and he who lives in me is greater than he who lives in the world. And you guys need to turn towards the Bible and turn towards your faith in God during this time to strengthen yourselves for the eventual battles to come. This is spiritual warfare. Get tuned in to the only way, truth, and life, Jesus' name. Read your Bible. Pray fervently. Get involved in your local communities. Lead and do not follow, and be the men and women that God created you to be. Thank you, Ryan. God bless you guys. Until you guys hear my voice again, check in on my Twitter account right now. Go on Twitter. Go on X. Make a profile if you don't have one. Jake Lang, L-A-N-G, Jake Lang, J6, the letter J, the number 6. Jake Lang, J6, on Twitter. Thanks, Ryan.
Jake, I can't end the interview any better than that. Thank you so much. I know that we are losing you here and there, and I think he's gone. I mean, this is what it's like, right? I took the interview knowing it wasn't going to be pretty radio, and it's not. This is what's really happening, and I'm glad that you've been privy to it, because this is real. I mean, this is this young man's life. And it is very, very sad what we have decided to do in this country. There's a reason why the founding fathers wrote the Bill of Rights. It's because of this. They wrote this into the Bill of Rights, the Sixth Amendment, the right to a trial, the right to a speedy trial. It is right there if you want to read it. And again, if you want to read his story and decide for yourself, I think that you will find that... that you're on the same side of this as I am, that this man has been treated extremely unjustly and unconstitutionally, and we got to keep talking about it until it changes. He's calling. It sounds like it's tough to call.
Get more at 971talk.com.